Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
The prices for those goods weren't necessarily going up just because of tariffs. And so the prices will go down. Well, the prices will go down, of course. But
because the tariffs have been taken off.
Right. Well, because the supply of the goods into the U.S. is going to increase.
Yeah, that's Kevin Hassett this morning taking questions on the fact that the president rolled back some tariffs on certain items in hopes of giving people a little bit of relief at the checkout, right? And, of course, he's taking criticism, saying that, so you're admitting that tariffs raise prices and this and that. So Kevin Hassett was explaining the administration's point of view on all of that. Another part of what the president did here with the tariffs was say, if you want to avoid this tariff, all you have to do is move your manufacturing stuff back to the United
States.
Pretty
simple.
And
yep.
And that fixes part of the problem. Now, that doesn't happen overnight. We've got Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio joining us this morning to talk a little bit more about that. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Yeah, this is dealing with a Toyota investment, correct?
A massive investment from Toyota. While major automakers are all restructuring over billions, actually tens of billions of dollars in EV losses, Toyota announcing a $10 billion investment in an EV battery plant in North Carolina. This will be Toyota's 11th U.S. plant and the company's very first and only battery plant outside of Japan. Tariffs likely having something to do with that, but this is what the automaker calls a pivotal moment in Toyota's history. And once at full capacity, this North Carolina plant will produce about 30 gigawatt hours of lithium ion batteries annually, essentially to power the Toyota's lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and fully electric vehicles. Batteries assembled at Toyota North Carolina set to power the Camry HEV, the Corolla Cross HEV, the RAV4 HEV, and the yet-to-be-announced all-electric three-row battery electric vehicle, the first of its kind for Toyota's Toyota's lineup. You may remember, Mark, that Toyota was really kind of slow to adopt the whole EV thing and even pushed back on the Biden administration's forced EV adoption over skepticism that it would work, widespread EV readiness. Clearly, this country was not ready, particularly when the Department of Transportation spent billions of dollars only to build a handful, maybe seven EV chargers in what it said was going to be, ramping up EV chargers across the country. So Toyota, they didn't suffer the losses that Toyota, that say Ford and GM and others have. And so this is a strategic focus, it says, on a multiple pathway approach, including hybrids, and it's betting big on hybrids that don't necessarily need a focus. So they don't need these charging stations.
Now, obviously, Toyota's $10 billion investment in that plant's going to take some time. It's not going to come out of the ground tomorrow. It's going to take probably at least 12 to 18 months to actually see something happening. But where we're seeing immediate impact, the Ford president came out last week and said the tariffs are working where the tariffs aren't being imposed because they're being lifted in other countries, which allows U.S. manufacturers to export more cars. He seemed very optimistic that some of the deals made where we didn't necessarily have tariffs, just the threat of the tariff was enough to open up some foreign markets for U.S. manufacturers.
Yeah, never mind the fact that board members are currently talking about scrapping the Ford F-150 Lightning, a vehicle that Ford a couple of years back said this is the new Model T in terms of its importance to the company. But not only are tariffs working for Ford as per the CEO, but it's working to create more jobs, and that's what the Trump administration has said all along. And you've seen Ford, GM, Stellantis, and others, now Toyota, building these massive plants or shifting production to accommodate more production of vehicles here in the U.S., and that creates jobs.
Yeah, well, I guess we see what the next big business is to announce this. I mean, I'm glad to see it. I'm a little surprised because, Jeff, I just read a story last week. I have to look this up here real quick about the fact that by taking away some of the incentives for these hybrid cars, these U.S. manufacturers, particularly the car lots, were a little concerned about the impact that was going to have on EV sales. And yet Toyota's going all in here, it sounds like.
Well, it's going all in on hybrids. Like I said, according to Toyota, it's going to come out with its first battery electric Toyota. Again, it was basically last to show up in terms of coming out with a fully electric vehicle. But at the same time, it's going all in on battery technology, and this new technology is going to also center around solid state batteries, higher energy density, improved safety, longer lifespan, and so there's new technology that it's coming out with as well to create a safer and better product. But whether or not we're going to go all EV into the future, it's going to be a consumer based, and yeah, those incentives are gone in terms of the government, but there is incentives. The president is pushing the tax rebates on all American made vehicles, and that would include EVs. And so, now, and by the way, the data from S&P Global Mobility shows that new electric vehicle registration soared 51% in September from a year earlier because buyers were scrambling to get those $75 tax credits.
Oh, yeah. Put more of them on the road.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, thank you.
You bet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.